This goes to Dr. Ernest, fax 989-466-5956, and Dr. Pacis, P-A-C-I-S, fax 989-802-8418, regarding Mary Ramon, R-A-M like Mary, O-N like November, date of birth 12/25 of 1939. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Ramon with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was May 20th of this year. She had her Lasix increased from 20 milligram daily as needed to 40 milligram daily, but she does have significant cramping when the dose is doubled like that. So she wonders if she could use a 20 milligram dose again instead, and then try to limit fluid intake, which is a very good goal. She has gained 11 pounds over the last 7 months, and she did have COVID and required hospitalization 14 weeks ago, and she is feeling much better at this point. Currently, she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no current edema or claudication symptoms. She does have dyspnea on exertion that is stable, and she does have a lot of clear phlegm that she coughs up usually every morning. No hemoptysis and no purulent material is produced, and no chest pain or palpitations. Medications, I want to highlight Lasix 40 milligram daily as needed for edema. Also, the Losartan is 50 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol 50 milligram twice a day. Hydralazine 25 milligram twice a day. And other medications are unchanged from her previous visit. Physical exam, weight 157 pounds. Pulse is 64. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 62. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. She does have a systolic murmur, grade 2 over 6. Abdomen is soft without ascites, and she has a trace of ankle edema in the left lower extremity, none on the right. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 22nd, 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.27 with estimated GFR of 42. Previous two levels were 1.42 and 1.11. Albumin 3.6, calcium is 9.5, sodium 136, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 22, phosphorus 3.5, intact parathyroid hormone mildly elevated at 93.8. We will monitor that and follow that because that's pretty common with chronic kidney disease to have secondary hyperparathyroidism. Hemoglobin 11.0, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, congestive heart failure. I'd like her to try Lasix 20 milligram daily if needed, and a fluid restriction of 56 to 64 ounces in 24 hours. And the patient was given instructions about this, also to continue to follow a low-salt diet. We will check labs every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.